There is an old story which is often repeated, and you may have heard it, about a young girl in one of the earlier grades painting a painting, and the teacher says, "What are you doing?" Says, "I am painting a painting of God." "But no one knows," the teacher says, "what God looks like." And she replies, "When I'm done, they will know." Your life is your painting and your icon. The way you behave, the way you talk, and the way you think tells people who you are. Very young children sometimes hide in a corner and put their hands over their eyes and think, "No one can see me now." Adults put on different masks and they stand in their corners. And just like children are afraid of the dark, adults are afraid of the light and they think no one can tell who they are. But I can guarantee you, as I think you know, if anyone hangs around with you for a couple of days, they will find out what you are like. They won't know everything, but they will know a lot about you. In today's gospel, Jesus reminds us, we have one example. Lord and God, we should become like God's children. So when people look at us, they can say, "He's painting a picture of God." And if they hang out with you longer, they may see that your brushstrokes, your mistakes, and your deliberate sins are not something you want to be satisfied with, that you want to paint a masterpiece with your life. And the one thought I would like to give you, and one example from the Old Testament, did you ever wonder why Jesus said, "Love your enemies"? Why didn't he just say, "Put up with them"? Why didn't he just say, "Ignore them"? "Don't pick a fight with them"? Why didn't he just say, "Don't be mad at them"? You think that would have been sufficient, but it's not. He said, "Love your enemies." Sometimes in our society, we think love means a feeling. Do you remember that famous song, "You lost that love and feeling"? Even in your fingertips, I can tell something's different. You don't love me like you used to. For us as Christians, it's easy to love people who love you. When your parents pick you up and kiss you, when your husband and wife hug you, when your friends say, "What a joy it is to see you again." That's easy. What about the guy who says, "I hate your guts"? What about the person who says, "I want to ruin your life"? What about the person who says, "I don't care about you or any part of humanity. I think it's all a joke and a waste of time"? Now your call as a Christian, not simply to put up with it, but how do I love? How do I handle this? Sometimes it's a harsh word to put someone in their place. Sometimes you have to defend yourself. And sometimes you have to think deep inside of you. But that's where it begins. Don't be satisfied with finding out that someone is a pain in the neck. But deep in your mind and your heart, develop the power of thinking, how can I do something to make the world better for the people I love, my children, my grandchildren? How can I think? And then, how can I speak words of encouragement? How can I speak wise words? How can I even speak words to put someone in their place in a loving way? And finally, what can I do? This is the way the world changes. When someone decides, "I don't care what everyone is doing, I'm a Christian and I'm called to love, not simply to put up with people." That's a positive attitude. That calls for a creative mind. "But he pushed me first. He yelled at me first." Is that good enough? Why can't we be creative and say, "God, give me the wisdom to know what words to say, what things to think, and what to do"? Don't be satisfied with tossing people on the garbage heap of your relationship, but think, if this was my child, if this was my husband or wife, if this was my best friend, how could I be inspired to do something creative? Love your enemies. Don't just put up with them. Because someday God will ask you, my brother, my son, my daughter had a problem. They were in your neighborhood. What did you do? I put up with them, or I tried to love them in a very creative way. Slava Iisusu Hristu. Amen.